Blog Talk Radio.
Churches and the Word of God provides a solid foundation. It is the solid foundation. And so it is imperative that now the word prophet is continued. Primary meaning. Secondary meaning, but prophetic event primarily, that is, the prophetic event merely has to do with the present time. And so the prophet or the century during in those days, there was another aspect which had to be, but the Word of God, according to the was the ground, see what is on Mark. Because for the most I have no idea what the term means. And it seems that the ability to lie well, you know, practice, it is the ability, and however, in order to say something that is roundly incomplete, which is and what I'm saying is exactly what he said, and he said that the Gabalon was higher from the beginning. And he told the people, he said, you are the father of God, and not to use certain poems, unless one really understand God and home that are used today have very much want to take a look at chapter. Therefore, hear the word of the Lord with him. Because the Lord has a charge to bring against you who live in the land. There is no faith, no love, no acknowledgement of God. there is only cursing, lying, and murder, stealing, and adultery. They break all bounds. And bloodshed follows bloodshed. Because of this, the land mourns. All who live in it waste away. The beasts of the field and the birds of the air and the fish of the sea are dying. But let no man bring a charge, let no man accuse it. Your people are like those who bring charges against them. Stumble they at them, and the prophets stumble at them. So I will destroy the mother. My people are destroyed from lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I also reject you as a priest. Because you have ignored the law of your God, I also will ignore more the priest, more they stand against to exchange their glory and the expression of all they feed on the sins of Elish, their wicked, and it will be like full. I will punish both of them for their ways and will pay them for their deeds. They will eat, but not have enough. They will engage in prostitution, but not a priest, because they have the word of the Lord. Give themselves of old wine and new, which take away the understanding of my people. They consult a wooden idol, while answered by a stick of wood, a spirit of prostitution. Lead them astray. They are unfaithful to their God. They sacrifice on the mountains and burn offerings on the hills, under oath, poplar, turban, the shades of. Therefore, your daughters turn to prostitution, and your daughters-in-law to adultery. I will not punish your daughters when they turn to prostitution, nor your daughters-in-law when they commit adultery, because the men themselves consort with harlots, sacrifice, shrine prostitutes. A people without understanding will conduct them from the Lord. So, God, and God has two best God. Now, I want you to do something very important. Isaiah states that the people of God have lost their vision. They have no foundation for their lives. I want you to see the fragmentation, spiritual fragmentation that has put in their heart. They no longer know themselves, and they live as no longer know themselves. Life is about meaning because they have a God. And so when a people decide to leave God, half alienation takes over in their own. People become fragmented. Or James, the book of James, the New Testament, I see Paul, while a church can walk by, and so people become fragmented. nation and being a nation from others. And so people are lost. If you haven't, read the play Waiting for Us to Get Out. It is about the two tramps who talk about Godot, who for whom they're waiting, and when he arrives, he will tell them what their life means. Well, in the play, never shows up. Right. So, I use that play as an illustration of self-alienation. And what follows. Notice what Hosea says. Again, chapter 4, verse 1. Hear the word of the Lord, you Israelite. Shema Yedar Yahweh. Hear the word. Hear is an imperative. It is the same word that is used in Deuteronomy 4. It is here stated in the imperative because people of God through the prophet must hear. God says in verse 1 that he has a legal against the speaker. He's bringing charges. He is bringing charges against people because they have broken the covenant. They have broken the covenant, the law. They have broken the law. They no longer follow God. Now, in Exodus 20, the people of God said that they were given what we call the commandments. The Ten Commandments are law in an imperative from which there is no difference. Ten Commandments are law stated in the imperative. So, along with that, Ten Commandments, they were given the law, or civil case law, and they were given testimonial, which included the public health law. So the priests of the Old Testament were both theologians and the public health officials at the time. And even today, one can profit much from reading the very sound practice in their public health law and in their dietary. It is the Word of God. It is ancient, yes, but there's also contemporary value in what has been inscribed. And it is unfortunate today that the Word of God are not taught the Word of God line up online, except on. Happens when the people of God are not Word of God, their lives begin to fall down, fall away. Their lives begin to take on the spirit of the cosmos. And Paul writes that our citizenship is in heaven. Paul wrote, our citizenship, our polituma, heaven, from which we eagerly await the Savior, Christ Jesus, our hope and our salvation. Church, according to the New Testament, writing to Paul, now hosts. We are essentially a military outfit. Please read Ephesians chapter 6. We, as believing ones, have been called out of the cosmos, and we are to wear the armor of God. Not the believer's armor. Ephesians 6 speaks about the armor of God. So, once again, the tenses in the Greek in Ephesians 6 tell us that we are to put on the armor of God with the understanding that we are not to take it off. Now, Paul also says in Ephesians that as believing ones, we are not to sin through anger. And the particular word he uses in this passage that I'm speaking about, anger, is a word that means to be out of one's mind with anger. Then in the following verse, he says, and give no place to the devil. The word place to pop. And so we don't want to get placed around the devil, from which he can and will launch a military operation against our very life. That's why we don't be on the. This is why we're to follow the Word of God and do as the Word of God says. We're to be doers of the Word, James chapter 1, and not hearers only. James says, be doers of the words, not only deceiving yourself. And please read James chapter 1 at this point. So Hosea goes on. Hear the word of the Lord, you Israelites, because the Lord has a charge to bring against you who live in the land. Right, there is no, number one, there is no faithful word. But if there is no truth, number one, there is no firmness, the bloody of the people. The foundation is not. And then, because the foundation is not theological, sense of underpinning of their culture, through the Word of God, has been removed, is gone. Now we see what happens when all relative. It's very interesting that those who oppose moral absolutes in favor of moral relativism take an absolute position on moral relativism. Now, I want you to carefully observe those who preach moral relativism, moral inclusivism always take an absolute position. Speaking about their philosophical moral is very interesting. And so here's a powerful truth, the myth, E-M-E-T-H. In the English, it means there is no faith. In Hebrew, it is the myth, where it is truth, firmly. And then when that is true, I say there is no acknowledgement of God and the land. Then in verse 2, he continues his sermon on the breakdown of time and the incursion of religio moral chaos. He writes, "There is only person, slurring, lying, and murder, stealing, adultery. They break all bounds." So here in verse 2, we have a summary of the fact that they have nothing. They have forsaken. And see what happens in moral water. Now, I'm also that there are things that don't. And there are things that play game theory. You understand what game theory is? Very astute, very bright. Understand human behavior. Along with those other individuals. Right. Elegant. Mathematical algorithm. On human behavior. Understand. Know how to manipulate and how people will respond for their behavior given to them. The only freedom that has ever been offered in the cosmos. Only system. The only system of true spiritual independence. They who walk according to the will of God do not need outward law. There's no need for it. Because when an individual walks according to the word of God, he or she, that is, their lives are governed by the inner presence they have. They, that they have metabolized from the Word of God, metabolized truth. So, I'm broken. So one who the father but goes or lives well done. People add years to their life because they give up self destruction. And as we see in this case here, this behavior is not fine. This behavior is in a breakdown, a distortion of perception, a lack of understanding. Notice in verse 6 that they are right, my people are destroyed from that. The word destroyed here, word in the Hebrew means, is time. It means peace. Isaiah, a very famous Isaiah, silent, And da'ah, the Hebrew word knowledge. I'm going to go into the show. So let me move on to this, because you have knowledge. That rejected perception, spiritual perception. God says, I also reject you, my redeemed nation, because you have ignored the law of your God. What you're ignored, I mean, is, but how and it also means, so we have a very powerful picture here of what happens in the lives of people when they forget God. It is a very important passage. But being out there to these people and for God and their needs primarily, people primarily need of the living God. Jesus said, I am, they might have in super. I am come, they might have my perfume.